going to find an aggressive, hard-nosed, that'll hit you right under your chin type of pass blocker. But, of course, I'm going to say it right now, I need more technique in pass blocking. I mean, I have no problem picking up the blitz and delivering a hit on the blitzer. I mean, but technique can play a big factor in the way I can get drafted. Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I'm seeing Reggie Bush, and I'm seeing all these boys just going first pick, and I'm like, okay, that's exactly what I could do, and that's what I'm going to do. And the next thing you know, I get nowadays, and they're like, wait, you got to go to second, third round. I was, well, why didn't y'all tell me this a couple years that the running backs would go extinct? But I'm definitely okay with it. I'm just trying to bring it back and show that, I mean, we're definitely valuable.
So I was a guy that, I mean, I'm from a small town of Kerrville, Texas, 20,000 people. Get lost in kind of the people that make me out to be a big Hollywood guy, really. I'm just still a small town kid. Sometimes you get caught up in certain things, but at the same time, continuing to learn and continuing to adapt to everything that's going on in my life. So not saying it's always easy, but continuing to be who I've always been is a big thing for me. Probably one of the most competitive people on the face of this earth. I mean, whether it's sitting here playing tic-tac-toe or rock, paper, scissors or whatever it may be, I want to win. It's something that really dating back all the way to being a kid. I don't like the taste of losing. Leaves a really sour taste in my mouth. So, extremely competitive person. Same time, I want to be a great leader as well.
I think kind of a skill set I possess is, you know, being able to extend plays, being able to handle a lot of offense. You know, having played at UCF, you know, dealing with a lot of things as far as handling offense, making all the throws. You know, being trustworthy, I think making the right decisions on and off the field, not embarrassing the franchise or your last name, I think is huge, especially when you're playing quarterback in the National Football League. No doubt, I need coaching. I need help. You know, I think everybody in the game does. You know, there's reasons why, you know, all these greats out there are continuing to play and continuing to work in the offseason and get coached, you know, 100%. I need coaching. I need help. And I'm going to work my butt off to do everything I can, like I said, to be the best that I can be, to help a team be the best that they can be.
I'm worried about what I can control, and that's me going out there and performing to the best of my ability. And wherever the chips fall, they fall. I'm a leader, first one in, last one out. And I feel like I've always put us in a good situation to win the ball game.
I feel like I've grown up a lot. You know, 2-3 years ago, you know, I was still immature. My mind wasn't all in. You know, I wasn't fully committed into the program and all that. You know, as I feel like, you know, as I got older, you know, I just became more mature, you know. And then, you know, I bought into the system, you know. And I feel like, you know, the rest of the team bought into the system. You know, we won 24 straight games. Not too many teams have done that.
From the evaluations that I've gotten and from the meetings that I've had, you know, I don't care what anyone says out of those rooms because I know what I've heard and, you know, I know what, you know, what they've said to me and, you know, they're not going to sugarcoat anything in this league. So, you know, I will never get into what they say or what they say because I love when people say bad things outside of those circles. So it's just fun for me to hear because I know what the teams are saying and what they're telling me. So. It's been a great experience to be here and hear those things because until you get here, you don't know what they're thinking. But when you get here, you know what the teams are thinking, and it's been really good so far. Manziel's a great guy, actually. I had never met him until I got here, and he's one of the most, you hear a lot of things before you get here. He is very humble. He's very humble. He's very genuine. He's very kind. And he's walking around. He's one of the guys, and he's been great the whole time we've been here. And, I hope he has the greatest career that he can have because, you know, just getting to know him a little bit and talking to him throughout this process, he's a really good dude.